so we just kind of stopped and did a 5-on-0 practice and cut practice short. It's hard to practice with 7 healthy players and 3 banged up players. I'm really concerned. I think they'll be able to play, but it just also you just can't take another hit. And Tari's supposed to get back here tonight, but when you bury 2 people, I don't know.
You're reading on
we're really thin right now. Yeah. Playing hard, really thin. When we got Cheryl hurt the other day, I just realized how thin we were.
Are you still at a point where you are spending more time on what's going on with your team and getting your system solidified rather than how to counterattack an opponent?
There's no doubt that's what we're spending 90% of our time on. We've been a team here that's gone over what the other team's done a lot. I thought that was one of the reasons we were able to beat Phoenix. We pretty well had practiced 4 days for them. But right now, we have so many new players that do not have a real grasp of what we're doing, so we're spending a lot of time doing that. A lot of time trying to teach them.
With the injury situation as it is, how much of a setback is that as far as the teaching?
That's part? A real setback. I don't care what you say. I don't care who you are. When you get a player hurt or players hurt, in preparation and time and in playing together, you just basically have lost today. You made a choice. You'd rather just teach a little, practice very little, and try to be healthy for tomorrow night. I think that always happens.
Right now, it seems that the two primary areas of concern for you might be one,
rebounding.
Yes.
Okay, we just don't rebound. I don't know why we thought we would be a much improved. At one time, we were a much improved. It looks like in the second half, as the game gets physical, we really struggle to rebound the ball right now.
What's it going to take to get it?
We just got to make up our mind that all 5 of us have got to go get the ball. I think our defense has been outstanding. We give up 57 points, and we gave up rebound after rebound. That meant we were just guarding the last 6:53 of the game. They didn't score a field goal. Our defense is outstanding when you consider how many possessions they're getting.
You, for stretches, your defense is, but it seems like you go through periods during games, especially the last 3 games. For example, where you've given away double-digit leads in each one of them.
That was not because of defense. That's because we couldn't score. We didn't score. You can't be up 49-40 and get outscored 17-9 in the last 9.5 minutes of the game.
So defense is not.
I wasn't as concerned with the defense. I'm concerned with turning the ball over and having too many dry spells offensively. In regulation, we give up 63 points to Indiana, and we give up 57 points. We're going to have spells where other teams are going to score. Oh, yeah, they're scoring in bunches, seems like, yes. But that's because we can't generate anything offensively.
Saying all that, you know, injuries and rebounding problems, how good does it feel to still be 4-1?
Well, I told our staff today that no doubt it's one of the great feelings to be 4-1, to be ahead and to have done it like we have. My son said it best. He said, Daddy, regardless of anything, you got to always remember that good teams find a way to win, and that looks like what we've done. We've somehow found a way to win. We've won our last 2 games. We're finding a way to win the game.
We're facing a Minnesota team tomorrow night that's really kind of different from the one that you faced on the 22nd in that there are 2 new starters, if you will, now. Carol is back to her position, and Vanessa Hayden has replaced Tamika Williams.
Well, I think they're a different team because of Katie Smith. Katie Smith played her first game back of rehab, and I didn't think she was a Katie Smith of old. Looks like she's a Katie Smith of old. That worries me. Hayden has been a real factor to guard us. And then Hara played enough up here to think she was starting. And then Abrasanova. They just gained. When we played them here, they had not been playing much together. They didn't have a feel for each other. Now it looks like to me they are playing in great stride. They had the hottest team in our league beat Sacramento. And so, yeah, they're playing good. And Katie's playing great now.
You talked about being 4-1, how pleased you are. When you looked at the schedule going in and what you had, what were you hoping to be after 5 games? Realistically, and why are you where you are right now?
First of all, we were just trying to survive. Our whole mode, when we found out Tina was not going to play, we were just trying to survive. Our whole thought process was not at the end of five, not at the end of four, was just try to survive, be around 500, and have a shot that when we got her back to make a move. And now we've been way ahead of that. We haven't, at times we've played really good basketball, at other times we have not been the prettiest girl on the block, but we've been a winning girl.
Do you have any indication yet when Tina might be back?
I have no idea. None whatsoever.
You don't have a date circled in the office that you kind of look at every now and then?
No. I'm going to say this much. I don't know what I know anything about. I ain't sure of that. A lot of people think it's not coaching. But I know one thing, and I would think if you pick out the five least things that I know anything about, it's when a woman that's had a baby would return. I know that being the bottom five, I ain't sure what the other four would be, but I'm thinking in my mind, I've ruled out things like being president and governor and all of that. I mean, that ain't even in the realm of possibility. So that ain't the possible to be one of the five. I ain't smart enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, one of the great things is if you are where you are and who you are, you kind of know your limitations, you got a shot. I know I ain't the smartest guy in the world, so I don't try to be.
And you're not the prettiest girl on the block.
Huh?
You're not the prettiest girl.
Oh, no, no doubt about that. So there we are.
Does it bother you not to be able to have any
idea? No, I don't care.
Okay.
I do care. No, it's not the best thing. I do care. I really care. But I and nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
I gotta worry about factors I can control. Finding some way to get one rebound in a game is a factor I can control. I ain't never won a game in which I got out-rebounded more than twice.
Yeah.
17 times 2 is 34, even at Mississippi State University. And then they got 36. How about that?
That's a bundle.